The World Health Organization is in the final stages of a massive campaign that began on Monday. The goal is to immunize 63 million children in 10 African countries against polio. In recent months, the disease has been spreading in West and Central Africa, paralyzing children in at least 7 countries that were previously polio-free. The goal of this campaign is to stop the transmission of polio in Africa by the end of the year. That's part of an effort to eradicate polio worldwide. The Global Polio Eradication Initiative, though, is running into resistance and suspicion from Muslim communities in Nigeria. If you have a question about the polio eradication campaign, give us a call at 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK, or send us email totn@npr.org. Joining us now is Dr. David Heyman, the representative for polio eradication at the World Health Organization. He's also been the executive director for communicable diseases at that organization. He's with us on the phone from his home in France near the Swiss border. Good of you to be with us this evening.
Thank you.
First of all, why was it necessary to launch this campaign? Polio, we had been led to understand, was nearly eradicated in Africa.
That's right. Polio has come down from 1,000 cases per day, 1,000 children paralyzed per day in 1988, to less than 800 last year in the whole year. So we're close to the end. But there are 6 countries which still haven't done the job, 3 in Asia and 3 in Africa. And we're trying to work with these countries now intensively to get rid of the disease while it's possible.
Well, let's talk about this specific situation in Africa just at the moment. How do you organize an effort on this scale?
Well, to organize vaccine campaigns, it first of all requires vaccine. And that's where UNICEF plays a major role in making sure there's enough vaccine in the world and that it's delivered to the countries on time. Then there are resources required for the countries, and Rotary International and CDC in Atlanta play a major role in helping us mobilize those resources. There, of course, has to be commitment of the governments in the countries, and then there needs to be micro-planning at the very peripheral level of the health system to make sure that every house is known and every child is known. And that's where WHO helps the countries. And then finally, implementation is when these drops of polio vaccine are given to children who need to be protected. And that's done by many different people, by civil workers, by health workers, and by volunteers throughout the country.
But the image that we might have of armies of WHO doctors marching in to distribute this vaccine, that's not right.
That's not right. No, this is a country job, and we facilitate with our partners what the countries do.
Now, there's been a boycott of the campaign in several northern Nigerian states. Tell us about that.
Well, there's concern in some of the northern states in Nigeria by Islamic leaders and by government leaders that the vaccine is contaminated. They feel it's contaminated with elements of family planning, which might be sterilizing young girls. This is not true. This vaccine is produced in pre-qualified industries. That means they're industries that WHO has assessed and evaluated for purity. At the same time, the vaccines are purchased by WHO and provided to the countries, and these are the same vaccines that have been used throughout the world to vaccinate 2 billion children. They are safe.
And there's no way, though, that the World Health Organization can just tell somebody, well, you've got to do it. You need their cooperation.
That's right. We need government commitment. And we believe the government is working now with the Islamic leaders, with the state leaders, the federal government, trying to get everyone to work together and to lay aside these rumors and prove that they can continue. It's a shame because Nigeria alone has had over half the children paralyzed in the world last year from polio.
And are those cases, do you think, attributable to this boycott?
Certainly, vaccinations in the northern part of Nigeria stopped in August of last year when these rumors surfaced. And since then, there have not been campaigns conducted until this last week, when several of the states did conduct campaigns and actually have done good quality work.
Now, this is not the first time that this campaign has run into similar concerns. I read in an article in the New Yorker magazine recently about people in India worrying that this was going to make their boys sterile, a version of the same concern. How has the World Health Organization helped other places overcome similar kinds of fears and these rumors?
Well, it's both the World Health Organization and UNICEF who work with these countries to overcome the fears. And that's done through local solutions to local problems. Each problem is different, but it's a local problem. In India, the problem was rumors about the vaccine. Then the problem was also that they weren't able to reach the minority populations, which are Muslim populations. And so just by adding women to the vaccinator teams, which were mainly men, They were able to access children in households because women would let the women enter and vaccinate their children. So the program is technically sound. It works. What's important is to find those local problems and to help governments solve the problem.
If you'd like to join our conversation, the phone number is 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or you can send us email, TOTN, at npr.org. Our guest is Dr. David Heyman of the Polio Eradication, who's formerly Executive Director for Communicable Diseases at the World Health Organization. And let's talk with Mark, who's on the line with us in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I've been hearing about this for a while, and what would happen if the most of the international community put travel restrictions out of these countries like Nigeria and all these others until they face up and step up to the plate?
Is that an option, Dr. Heyman?
Well, travel recommendations work in certain diseases. In polio, we're not certain whether or not they will work. And actually, we're just studying now to see if healthy people do carry the polio virus out of the country into other areas. This is a disease which has one in every 200 people infected who develop paralysis. The rest are asymptomatically infected. So it's very difficult to know whether these people are traveling around and transporting the virus with them, but that work is going on, and that remains an option in the future should it be necessary to control the spread of the disease from a very few sites.
Okay, yeah, because, I've been thinking about that, because if we made it so that they won't be allowed to travel to other countries to spread the disease, then they may have to face up to it.
Yet, in the past, Dr. Heyman, has coercion of that type been useful?
Well, the most useful is that all countries keep their polio vaccination levels high. If they do that, even if a virus leaves one country where it still is circulating, it won't implant itself because it can't. It can't transmit into those humans. So what we're trying to help countries do is build walls around any area which hasn't done the job yet, walls of immunity, so that they don't become infected in those countries. And at the same time, then, we need to consider in the long term if there are other measures that will help us.
Mark, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
There are people who say, and not just in Nigeria, but in other countries as well, look, we may be suspicious of these vaccines, but even if we're not, if you're coming in with money to help us, we could use money with malaria, with sleeping sickness, with hookworm. There's a lot of things. You could improve our sterilization, our sanitation systems. That would improve the health. Why are you insisting on polio?
Well, polio eradication was decided in 1988. And at that time, polio was a major priority for all the countries of the World Health Organization because they put a resolution through the World Health Assembly declaring that they would eradicate polio. Since then, there have been other disease priorities identified, and there always have been other disease priorities. What we need to do is finish polio now so that the resources that have been put into polio and are being put into polio can be put in diseases such as AIDS, TB, or malaria. The world has invested $3 billion in polio eradication. We need to finish the job this year so that that amount of resources can go into other diseases.
And you've talked about, obviously, not just this situation in Africa, but there are others, as you mentioned, in Asia. Is the goal of eradicating polio this year, is that realistic?
Well, in January of this year, January 15th in Geneva, the ministers of health from those six countries which still have polio met with the director general here and had a video link with the Secretary General of the United Nations and with the Executive Secretary of UNICEF. At that time, we talked with them in a closed-door meeting about what they felt they could do and what support they needed. They all unanimously agreed that by the end of 2004, because polio is such low level now, they could finish the job. And we will support them as best we can so that they can finish the job.
And would that be would there be a way to confirm eradication? Polio can lurk. It's not like even as bad a disease as smallpox. It's harder to detect than that.
That's right. Polio could lurk, but polio, if there are no more children with paralysis, and if we aren't finding the virus in any other children who have paralysis, then we can assume that polio is gone. And there's a whole procedure of certification which will occur in the 3 years following the last case of polio that will ensure us at the end of that time, not only that polio is gone from nature, but also polio virus that might be in laboratories, in research laboratories, has been put under maximum security so that it won't spread out of those laboratories.
We're speaking with Dr. David Heyman of the World Health Organization. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get another caller on the line. Matthew's with us from Denver, Colorado.
Yes, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, my two questions are, who bears the primary burden of covering costs, for example, in Nigeria? Whose responsibility is it to make sure that the immunizations are paid for? Is there a lot of profit involved in that situation? My other question is, can you give us a brief synopsis of, like, the origins of these rumors and these suspicions? Like, you know, how did this get started, and why are people so willing to listen to that kind of rumor?
Well, the first question about the costs is that the costs are borne by a group of international partners. Rotary International, for example, has mobilized over $600 million for polio eradication since 1988 and provided that to countries to work on these activities. UNICEF, WHO mobilized resources. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in the U.S. and USAID also provide resources, as do the European Commission and many European and Asian countries, which are development donors to countries where there is polio. So there's been a massive mobilization of resources, $3 billion in total by the end of 2005, to eradicate this disease. The second question was a question about, would you repeat?
That was, where did the sterilization rumors start?
Yes. We don't know where these rumors began, but they've been rumors that have plagued many different programs in many different countries. And the rumors begin through carelessness or through a comment, or in some cases they're deliberate, in order to sabotage programs that are going on.
Well, what are the
where are these rumors
risks associated with polio vaccination?
I'm sorry, Matthew, we didn't get that.
Are there any specific health risks associated with that polio vaccination?
There are no risks associated with the vaccine. The vaccine does give immunity, and the more doses you give, the more sure that it has given immunity, because in developing countries, in tropical countries, immunity can be interfered with by diarrhea or other intestinal diseases, because the virus is a living virus which is taken by mouth and has to pass through and be absorbed in the intestine.
Matthew, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Let's get to Jim, and Jim is with us from West Berlin, New Jersey.
Good afternoon. I have a question regarding the eradication program. Is there something intrinsic about the polio virus that allows it to be eradicated, whereas every year we have the influenza outbreaks and things like that, other viruses seem to mutate much more quickly? Is there something intrinsic about the polio virus that makes it not mutate so quickly that we can do this kind of eradication program?
There are actually three types of polio virus, and each one of these viruses is very stable, so that when the vaccine is made, it is a stable vaccine that doesn't have to be changed. For influenza, as you've mentioned, influenza vaccine has to change every year because of mutations in the influenza virus. At the same time, the polio virus is only found in humans and can only live outside the human body for 2 or 3 months in sewerage or in the environment. So if we can get rid of the virus from human populations and stop it from passing to human, it will then disappear from nature and it will disappear from the world. And that's what this is based on.
And that polio virus is just very stable for whatever reason, as opposed to the mutation rate of influenza or other rhinoviruses.
That's right. And also, this virus is not found in animals, as is the influenza virus,
okay,
or in other parts of nature.
Okay,
gotcha.
Thanks for the call, Jim.
Great, thank you.
Just have a few seconds left, Dr. Heyman, but an email question from Dan Reed in Tulsa, Oklahoma. If polio was eradicated and there are stocks of the virus, would they be destroyed or would they be a continuing threat like smallpox?
Well, what is going on now is a consolidation of virus in laboratories where they're working, and eventually these viruses, before certification of eradication, must be put under maximum security. Then it will be decisions of the World Health Assembly, our governing body of all the ministers of health in the world, whether or not that virus is destroyed. Mm. It's hard to say now whether there will be a request to destroy that virus in the future or not. But the virus must be maintained in industry to produce what we call inactivated polio vaccine.
Dr. David Heyman, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much today.
Thank you.
Dr. David Heyman of the World Health Organization. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.